Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is episode 337, marking Wednesday, the 2nd of December of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1899, the US and Germany agreed to divide Samoa between them, which at the time was a thing that countries thought that they were allowed to do, despite being told as children that you're not allowed to just walk into someone else's house and divide their stuff between you and your mate. / enemy, depending on what period in history you're working on. Your guest today on the podcast is extremely tech entrepreneur and self-made man, Josh Gondelman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Just data is flowing through me. I'm optimized. I'm so happy to be here.
Coming up today, our top story will be all the latest in Christmas tech news, brought to you by Josh Gondelman. That is the most ho-ho-ho news, if you mean 1-10, and it's binary.
Mm-hmm. And I will be bringing you this news from a sleigh powered by plutonium.
That will be our top story for today, but first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, Vice President Dwayne The Rock Johnson has unveiled plans to incorporate Mount Rushmore into his abdominal muscles. The carved stone formation will be implanted into Mr. Johnson's abs using a combination of surgery, hope, and full-body fracking. Asked if he was strong enough to carry what is essentially a mountain made of the faces of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Theodore Roosevelt, and Thomas Jefferson, The Rock replied, "I'm a person of color. Sometimes it feels like all I do is carry old white dudes."
Amen, The Rock. Honestly, he's the best vice president we've had in years. And I think one of the best mountains we've had in years, he's about to be.
I mean, really, it's an amazing thing for him to, step up above and beyond.
I'm worried that it will make his abdominal muscles slightly less firm and taut to incorporate this rock face into them.
Well, I'm sure that you'll be able to use your highly advanced technology to rescue him from any of the results of his ill-judged actions.
Mm-hmm. I actually think that what we're working on at the Gondelman Company is implanting inside of Mount Rushmore, inside of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a tiny Nicolas Cage that will be back there just protecting the Declaration of Independence inside of him to preserve American democracy.
And in local news, rebellious individual Lone Wolf Jonathan, who works alone and needs only himself, has been welcomed back into the Bridge Night of Gladys Smith of North Southerton. Gladys has fully forgiven Jonathan for his drug-based shenanigans and will give him a number of bridge-based responsibilities as a pathway to redemption. She hopes he will do himself proud and mentions that her grandchildren are still single. Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because the dragon's not going to enter itself. If you're bored this Christmas, why not take a moment to cause a massive family argument? massive family arguments, brining the turkey with your Aunt Glenda's bitter tears ever since Tim's wedding. Don't bother explaining, he knows what he did. Now with Avoiding Massive Family Argument Expansion Kit. Try replacing Glenda's Christmas rum with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, it's better than weeping into the Brussels sprouts. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. The Highland Laird's Christmas Miracle, a super sexy historical period drama with a supernatural twist set in the highlands of history, when men were men and women were sassy sassenachs escaping horrid fates at the hands of their wicked step-half-uncles. Dora Pemberton is an orphaned heiress escaping a horrid Christmas fate at the hands of her wicked step-half-uncle, Lord Blightley. Escaping from his black coach in the dead of night after he spirited her to Gretna Green for a forced marriage to his loathsome son, Creepington Blightley. She flees into the wet highlands, tearing her bodice in the process. Angus McAngus is the Laird of Loch Angus, known as the Devil Laird for his wicked eyebrows. And history of violent fighting while riding at night in a fearsome temper and mistaking Dora for a wet hussy. Mistaking Dora for a wet hussy, he sweeps her onto his magnificent stallion and angrily takes her back to his Highland castle for shenanigans. As she explains that she is not a hussy, he respects her boundaries and restrains his massive masculine urges, which leads her to relax against him in an unbearably provocative way with her ripe bottom. Angus and Dora surreptitiously from each other engage in some fraught frottage on the horse, but she swoons from damp and he angrily decides he'll never let her know that he almost came in his kilt from her wet butt. But when he gets her back to the castle and is confronted by her near-naked sassy sassenachness, his heart is moved and he suggests that he rescue her ruined honour by offering her his hand in marriage. And after she slaps him sassily in the face, he locks her in a room and goes to think it off. But she finds out from a garrulous maid that the castle is in trouble, all of his armsmen are scruffy, and the local village fears the Devil Laird because of the curse that was put upon the castle once by the romantic ghost of a witch who banged his grandfather. He must marry before Christmas to break the family curse. Will Dora's perky pragmatism help these scruffy men diamond themselves out of their roughness? Will the sassy Sassenach break the curse of the Devil Laird by falling in love with him before Christmas, as the ghost witch foretold? Yes, but find out how. In... The Highland Laird's Christmas Miracle, available in all figgy puddings.
That's beautiful. One thing I like about your advertisements for the work of self-published romance novelist Dancy Lagarde is that they are increasingly novel length. And so I feel Dancy Lagarde, as Dancy Lagarde doesn't leave anything to the imagination, nor do the promos for Dancy Lagarde's work.
Well, I leave out all the hottest bits. Which is what people really buy them for, really.
Yeah, that's what people want. They don't need the plot. They just want the hot bits.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story, Christmas Tech. Josh Gondelman, you are the Christmassiest man in all the land in that you keep a list of all children, naughty or nice, in a sort of a locked storage box in your lair. What's happening in the world of Christmas technology right now?
Well, first, I have to address the allegations that I keep a list of children. Correct. Moving on. Christmas tech news. There's a lot. This Christmas is going to be a little different for a lot of people. And I think everybody's kind of ready for that and kind of coming to that realization. But there are parts of it that they don't realize yet that I have yet to unveil. Like my trusted advisor and mentor, the Grinch, I have disrupted Christmas. The Grinch and I have gone halves on a lot of ventures. He was an angel investor to one of my first companies. I have a new app coming from the Gondelman Company. We're innovating. We're disrupting. This app is called Elfr, E-L-F-R. And it's letting the elves at the North Pole go into business working for themselves, making their own hours. They've for years been subject to the tyranny of Santa Claus. And now they get to go into business for themselves. They lease office space and reindeers from me at the Gondelman Corporation, and they deliver presents according to their own schedule, okay? By 2020, so many elves will be working for Elfr that we anticipate Santa Claus will be out of business entirely and on the verge of doing something drastic to himself. So that's the biggest change, is we're kind of bringing the gig economy to the North Pole, which I think is great for people that haven't heard of the gig economy yet. I think they're going to be really excited. Now, I think when a lot of people think about tech and Christmas, they think about gifts. And I do want to touch on that. I think that's very important. PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X, those are going to be big this year too. I'm not super into video games because I have enough money that I live my life like a video game, which I recommend if you can pull it off. I just go day to day using karate on whomever, jumping off of whatever, and then paying the attendant legal fees and medical bills when they come up. I just kind of live gamingly, and that's my motto. My motto is live gamingly. That is a tattoo that I have on one of my arms. And finally, at the Gondelman Company, we do have one incredibly, wildly ambitious tech gift that we think is going to really delight people across the globe. You've heard of the Real Doll, I imagine.
I have.
Well, I've invented the Real Doll, spelled R-E-E-L. That is a big mouth Billy Bass that you can make love to. Yeah. It's got an incredibly realistic fish scales. If you're a big Shape of Water fan, as I imagine, people saw The Shape of Water when it came out 2-3 years ago. It won the Oscar. And they're like, when is there a fish that I can have sex with safely, legally? So we've got incredibly realistic fish scales, incredibly realistic fish mouth, to use however you feel compelled to.
Can I just say, yes. I watched The Shape of Water on a plane, and if you know the opening sequence is the lady making herself an egg for breakfast and then masturbating in the bath. But of course, on an aeroplane, they can't show that. So for me, the first 5 minutes of that film was just a lady making herself an egg.
I think that's important. Look, if you're sick of your life feeling like watching The Shape of Water on a plane, and you're just like, when are we going to get to the hot, wet bits? The time is now. Real Doll, a big mouth Billy Bass you can make love to. And then afterwards, it sings you I Feel Good by James Brown. I don't know what more there is to want from a Christmas gift. Get one for your grandmother, your grandfather, your children. Teach them about the facts of life and The Shape of Water. This is just, it's going to be big. It's $375 American, and it's worth most of those pennies.
Well, thank you. That's all the time we have for our top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and today's illustrious co-host, that's you today, Josh.
Thank you.
My first child, RJ, was born on the 2nd of December 2019. Their first year of life has brought the full range of personal challenges, as well as the COVID-19 pandemic and the tumultuous presidential campaign of The Rock/Island. We would be honoured if you could wish RJ a happy first birthday, as we feel we've experienced every day of this year with you. Thank you in advance. Keep up the good work. Laura Ellen. P.S. Good luck to you, Christopher. Laura Ellen, thank you. What a lovely letter. Well done you for bringing your child up right on a diet of excellent news coverage with some of the most celebrities around this great world of ours. And may RJ be healthy and happy and achieve all of the things that they want to achieve, none of the things you want them to achieve. I'm like a evil fairy. I'll give you half the wish you want.
That's very good. I love a birthday's wish that's kind of got a monkey's paw theme.
That's my aim.
RJ, I want to say happy first birthday. As a tech mogul and fully optimized man. I want to say congratulations on optimizing your name down to just two letters. RJ's mom, Laura Ellen, I don't know if you've considered going by L.E. I think that would be kind of a ferocious move you could make to disrupt the future. Take it or leave it. Just spitballing here. You do owe me money if you do that. But happy first birthday. I'm glad that you've had such good care in the first year of your life, and I hope that subsequent years, as you start to form more lasting memories, you'll be able to venture out into the world a little more. So I hope that things in the world improve as you continue to grow and thrive.
Well, I feel COVID-19 has been very good for babies in general. They're the real winners of this terrible pandemic because, A, they don't tend to get it, and if they do, they don't show symptoms, at least yet. We don't know what's going to happen later down the line, but they don't seem to get it, and their parents get to look after them. So I feel like for babies, it's been a sweet year.
It almost
year.
Feels like a pandemic invented by babies. We should look into that.
We really should. Set one of your research teams onto it. Mm-hmm. That's all the time we have for the letter to the editor. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, which is actually not that many days left. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. And your guest today on the podcast was the wonderful Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
I do. I have my own podcast, Make My Day. It's a comedy game show. I would love for you to listen to it. And I believe it's tomorrow, December 3rd, we have a live stream episode. We've got great guests like Gary Gulman and Emmy Blotnick, and you can find out more at littlefieldnyc.com or from my social media or from the show's social media.
Ah, I love Gary Gulman. He's great.
The best.
Some additional material was written for today's episode by John Robertson. Find him at Robotron on Twitter. It's a 366-day year. I can't generate all of this shit on my own. Sometimes your brain is empty and you need a friend. Thanks, John. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at Alliterative or Twitter and Instagram. That's Alliterative. Or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, his hench thug, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.